Great Berry Queef. What else?
Great Berry Queef. That's pretty good. Yeah.
Queef Garrett.
Queef Garrett. Yeah.
Like Garrett. That's not bad. Yeah. Queef Steen's Island.
Epstein's Queef.
Yeah. Queef Steen's Island's a little more forced, like some queefs.
No one forces a queef.
You think what? No queef is forced out? That's bullshit.
Well, no, I take that back. That was a ridiculous
Bill Queefy.
Is that Bill Cosby?
Yeah.
But he's Bill Queefy.
Jurassic Queef.
Queefed his hair.
Queefed his hair.
Yeah. Steve McQueef.
Steve McQueef. Oh, that's
I'm just getting
good.
A cup of queefy. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I take my queefy black.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I take
good.
My queefs like I take my women.
Fuck.
What no, come on. Things? You can queef one.
Yeah, yeah, I can queef better than that.
Queef one.
Queef? That's Barbie.
Queefenheimer.
Queefenheimer.
I feel like, yeah, we did an Oppenheimer riff at the top of the last.
Yeah. I forget what else.
It's still on my mind. It's back in the zeitgeist.
June 2, queef.
What are they? Queef Zats Hederach.
Oh, yeah, you're going deep into the mythology. It says the worms are Queef Zats Hederach.
Queef is the mind killer.
Yeah. He who controls the queef controls Valor.
In space, no one can hear you queef.
There we go. Alien versus queef.
Alien versus queef. We're going to need a bigger queef.
Queefs, but it's Jaws.
Queef siders. Come out and queef.
To queef or not to queef? That is the queefstion.
It was bequeathed to me in the will.
Oh, shit.
Oh, that's so good. I don't want to stop, but I guess we got to get into it sometime.
Unqueef your shorts.
Yeah. You can't handle the queef.
A few good queefs.
Queef in present danger. We're going into political
this
films.
90s, yeah. The queef for Red October. The pelican queef.
That's good.
We'll close on
that's really good. Oh, dude. Yeah, that's the one we needed.
All right.
That's good.
Should we launch in?
Yeah.
All right. Everyone's nice and queefy?
Yes.
Okay. We're going ring-a-ding-ding. You got the kings. Welcome to another episode of the Bone Hacks Podcast with me, Mike Goldstein, and the Jeff to my Larry David, Nick Capper.
Oh, yes. Yes. That's I haven't watched the latest season.
Man.
I heard it's killer.
It is good.
Someone told me today that it's killer. I haven't even watched the season before that. I haven't watched the last
one. You haven't watched any of it. You said it was too Jewy.
Jewy. Yeah, I did.
Pro-Palestine. So yeah. Sitting this season out.
Yes. Our man, our voice of reason, Rohan Ganju.
Ganju.
Doing it for the people. The people.
They must be sick of me by now.
Yeah. No way, man. No. You banned a lot of Jewish stuff.
Have you?
Yeah.
Yeah, they call me banned.
He said he's anti-Weinstein, which is crazy.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's a pretty good stance.
Knowing nothing about his personal life or potential crimes, I'm just anti.
Right.
He didn't like him after he did Dust Till Dawn. He hated that.
All right. Well, it's good to have you back. I don't think anyone's sick of you, dude. Like, you're a stalwart.
You're stalwart.
Hey, and I'm trying to lose the weight. Is that what that means?
I don't know. Stalwart, I just think, means a constant.
A constant, yeah. Like a third pillar or a fourth pillar.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, or even a fifth pillar.
A fifth extraneous pillar.
Yeah, just a real fucking pain in the ass pillar that every prick runs into. You've been having fun. What have you been doing? You've been getting out gigging?
Oh, yeah, man.
You've been doing the gigs?
I've been... You can catch me at the traps, you know.
You can catch you around the traps.
Yeah, you love it. You said you just like bring joy to people. That's why you do it, right?
You've been starting a lot of drama with the Adelaide Advertiser.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Did you have some beef?
Yeah. Pro-Israel.
Oh, right. Yeah, Are you trying to like say he's the Amos Gill?
Yeah, the Amos Gill, man.
Right. Oh, what did he do?
He beefed. He queefed.
He queefed.
With the paper in Adelaide because they did some straight.
He's always
man.
Going after the big dogs, you know? Like, he's a real iconoclast.
Yeah.
We actually do have to get, we got to get Amos on one time and just get him to do like a tweet at the Adelaide Advertiser.
I think we asked when he was around for a festival and I think he blew us off. So, you know, fuck him.
You know what? I'm liking the Adelaide Advertiser. Yeah, I reckon it's a good publication. I reckon all their reviews are correct.
Yeah.
What was it? They gave him a bad review.
I think he went off at some, or not even, he like had some lady upset at one of his jokes. She said it was sexist or something. And then they said, straight white men in comedy, someone wrote an opinion piece and used him as the example.
Hey, it means he's doing well.
Yeah, exactly. And
no one cares about how straight and white Nick Capper is.
No one cares. No one cares.
Yeah. You did land the role of Limp Dick Larry in the boner pills.
Yeah.
Which, you know, went to a straight white guy because I think it would have been problematic if they gave it to.
You don't want
to
see a huge, floppy Asian dick on
that. Yeah. You want to see like a little stiff white one.
Yeah. It's working.
Yeah, man. I've been touring about. I opened for Ruben Solo.
That's cool.
To Wodonga.
From Matt Rife to Ruben Solo.
Yeah, man. It's a real far out.
Riding for
from like
one of
$1,500 a gig to I think it was $75 to $100.
Yeah, right.
But it was fine. It was awesome. I went along because I just thought it'd be crazy.
And
I'd be crazy not to.
It'd be crazy not to.
Yeah, just because you just, I don't know.
It's
just fun going on the road sometimes.
For sure.
And I don't think I'll be able to get to do it much in the future. I don't know how I'll be able to explain to my wife, excuse me, I've got to leave.
I think, I don't
know. This small
you could
gig.
Be one of those. Once you like road have dog. Children, you're going to be out of the house much as possible.
Also, my wife's pretty annoyed with me.
My wife.
You know, every now and
Matt
then
Rife.
Already. Like, yeah.
Matt Rife.
Matt Rife.
Yeah.
I think you know, give her a few years, she'll be like really happy to see me on the road. She's
for sure.
I'll be like, babe, it's only $100 a day.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Especially you
get
leave
her. Out of here. But babe, the kids are here. Who cares?
Yeah.
Leave her
they're
home.
The least of my
she'll,
problems.
She'll be asking Ruben on your behalf. Like,
yeah.
Can you just throw him a bone, Rubes?
Yeah, I'll pay you to take him. They work out some kind of deal.
Yeah.
I'll pay you this amount. You pay this him.
Yeah,
but
he's
it
like,
was crazy.
Matt Rife, I'll let you punch me in your next video. You let Nick cover open for you.
That was cool. We went to Wodonga. I never knew.
It's always longer in Wodonga.
Yeah.
Is that what they say?
Yeah.
That's what Ruben says. That's what his mum says. Hey, honey, why do you keep driving in Wodonga? Longer there.
I heard, yeah.
Can't you just cuck me with probably the guy from Werribee or something? Why are you going for these huge dongs in Wodonga? It's like a 4-hour drive. It sucks.
And oh, it's man. Like your dick does magically get longer as soon as you cross the border into Wodonga, doesn't it?
So Wodonga's the New South Wales one? No, Albury.
Oh, I think it's Victoria still.
Yeah,
I think Albury's the New South Wales one. I could be wrong. There are people screaming over their iPods right now going, what the hell? What the hell are these blokes doing with their border stuff?
Were they good shows?
Yeah, man, they were fun. It was weird because like Ruben does a bit of a weird show and I'm doing quite weird stand-up at the moment, I guess.
Mm.
So we went to this pub in Wodonga and there was like 40 people, I guess, and 20...
I just watching Ganju rubbing the microphone on his mustache. And I have the fucking headphones in because one of the mics is shitty. And of course, I'm just hearing this bristling.
That's what I was wondering. I was like, I wonder if this makes a noise.
Dude, this heavy breathing. And then he's rubbing the fucking mic on his greasy mustache. That's all I can hear.
Oh, God.
All right, I'll stop.
No, keep it, man. I think the listeners will love it.
But I keep like fucking with the volume thing because you are like holding the mic all over the place.
Oh, really?
So it went from one extreme. You're holding the mic like as far away from your face as possible. Okay. And then the next thing I know, he's fucking bristling his shit.
I'm getting red the riot the next, actually.
The next is the lick.
You gotta hold the microphone right in a consistent tongue. Space. Yeah. Don't rub it on your mustache.
It's
what
insane,
are you, the queen
man.
Of England?
Yeah. After so many years of podcasting, and then Capper does it as well. Like he doesn't speak into the mic half the time, and it's just like I'm like, oh,
you
fuck.
Should have stance.
Yeah,
dude, I should hold the mics for you.
I'm okay.
That's
you know
not
what?
A bad
I'm,
idea.
I'm better when I've got my hand on it. Like if it's a stand, for some reason I'm all over the place.
Yeah.
You know, I think my hand matches the chaos. You know, of my
fuck,
of my crazy
that's
mouth.
That's cool. That just sounded cool.
Yeah,
that's
wild.
Like an Avenged Sevenfold lyric.
Yeah.
My hand matches the
My
chaos.
Hand matches the chaos. that's pretty good. Yeah, or a Live Biscuit all- later on album.
When they got good.
Yeah, yeah, that's the name of the album. My hand matches the chaos. man,
so anyways,
great.
Well, like your Wodonga story was interrupted by...
By
Mike Goldstein.
By Mike, actually. Yeah, you fucking...
I didn't speak.
What are you doing? Let old mustache do his thing here.
Man, the thing is, I want to try it, but
give
I feel
it
like you have a bushier stash than me.
Thanks.
So I might not get the same residence as
I think
you.
Just try, you can't know until you try.
But then
it,
you
right?
just alphaed me with your fucking, you know, Indian facial hair.
You have Sri Lankan facial hair.
See, nothing.
Nothing.
Tried it, got nothing.
I'm feeling vilified here. I'm a white guy without a mustache.
Yeah.
And I tell you what.
But you had a mustache for years.
Actually, I feel good.
Yeah. I see old pictures of you with a mustache. I'm going to bring it back.
Yeah,
it was big.
Mass hair and a mustache.
Yeah. I'm trying to get the hair back. It doesn't grow as fast as it did.
Mm.
Yeah, but anyway. Yeah, I don't know what I was talking about.
Wodonga.
Oh,
the
yeah.
weird show.
Oh,
you
yeah,
went
no,
to
it was
a
good it was a good show, but it was like 20 army jocks rocked in at the last minute.
Wow.
And we're like, where did you guys come from? And they're like, oh, we just never have stuff on when we're Wodonga.
Yeah.
So we just thought we'd come and check this out.
And there's a base nearby.
And we're like, we're fucked. Like, this is going to be fucked.
Yeah.
And they were awesome.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, they were really good. And then they're like, hey, what do you, like this medic girl who was studying to be a medic.
Yeah.
She was like 19 years old.
She was part of the
she
army.
She was in the crowd. And then she was part of the army. She was studying to be a medic.
Uh-huh.
Her and her friend walk in.
There's women in the
army?
Yeah,
I know. Your head is exploding right now, dude. You genuinely look so baffled.
This doesn't check out.
But what about when their feelings make them drop
watching
the
a 44-year-old man's head explode was crazy.
They're only there to love the soldiers long time. All right, so there's medics in the crowd.
Yeah. Well, it's all cleaned up. It's all gone, and they're having a drink in the front bar. Then these two girls walk through the door.
Yeah,
and they start talking to us, and I'm like, oh, that's cool, you know. And we're like, are we here to buy some merch? And they said, no, we were just wondering. The boys and I talked, and we were wondering if you would like to come to karaoke.
Ooh. Oh,
with us after the show.
Okay.
And we were like, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then we went along and they were the coolest bunch of guys. Yeah.
Nice.
But isn't it weird when you're drunk now, I was like, what's the smell on this guy? Like he's yelling into my face.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, what the fucking smell is this guy? And I was like, oh, it's a vape. You know when some guy's yelling at you drunkenly
and
you're
like
why does this guy
candy?
Smell like blueberry?
Yeah.
You know, it took me like 10 minutes to work it out.
It's not right. intimidating yeah. when it's like tropical punch.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like just shit-faced. Yeah. Well, it's quite nice, actually.
And, man, they fully went on a rant about China. They're like, we're like, oh, yeah, cool. So what have you guys been training for? They're like, China. Dude, China's coming to fuck us up.
Yeah.
China is going to fuck us up.
They're going to like invade Australia.
Yeah, they're going to invade Australia because we're America's bitch boys.
Yeah.
And we're like cheerleaders for America. America's going to attack China and they're coming straight across to here.
Yeah.
Why?
Huge, huge insight.
Really?
Intel.
Well,
yeah.
Why would they want to take over just for a port? Like what resources do they want?
Yeah,
I guess
they
have uranium.
They already own all the big mining companies.
They ran on a rant.
They own most
out.
Property here too, I believe.
Yeah.
That's
true.
Yeah.
And have you been on Swanson Street?
I think the invasion started.
Dude, they've done it.
It like
first women, first Mike's like heads blown by women in the army, and then the Chinese are here.
Yeah. What the fuck is going on?
Wait till he sees the Chinese.
Man,
women.
We just lost every listener under 30, I reckon.
But we gained a bunch of Chinese spy listeners. Have algorithms detecting when you talk about this shit.
Yeah. Well, I haven't seen Chinese spy balloons. You know, that's how it starts.
Yeah. I want to see them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
No, nothing.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was cool. It was crazy. I said to one of them,
so
what do you
do? So do we need to prepare for this ground invasion?
Yeah, I think we do.
Or are you just going to, maybe I'll just turn traitor.
Mm-hmm.
You could. I reckon every comedian would backflip. I reckon there wouldn't be one brave comedian.
If they offer me.
Every comedian would backflip.
If they offer me like a well-paid gig at like the Communist Party headquarters or something, then
I would do it for free as long as just don't kill me. And they're like, oh, we'll kill your family. I'm like, who cares?
Yeah.
Just give me that gig.
Oh, yeah.
I'll learn Chinese. I'll bomb whatever you want as long as you just don't take me.
Well, you heard it here first. All hail Xi Jinping.
Yeah. I'm going to do my famous bit where I'm like, there's two kinds of Chinese people. There's Uyghurs and then there's Chinese people.
Hell yeah. That's a good bit.
Yeah. Hey, that Uyghur restaurant on Victoria Street, insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. You got to go there.
Right.
Yeah, it's wild. Mm. And I went to a Uyghur restaurant in Adelaide. Fantastic.
Well, we should get in before it's too late, from the sounds of things.
Is it all going to be Uyghur restaurants?
Well, no, they are.
They're the oppressed.
Persecuting.
Uyghurs, right. Yeah. So the Uyghur restaurants are going to be the first to go.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying.
You're going to be the first to go.
This is
first,
show we we'll explain take the restaurants. News to this old man.
Yeah. I'm not
this
a crosser.
This is like Crikey.com talking to MSN.
I can tell you who won the last Masters 1000 tennis tournament. Watching fucking.
Who was it?
Carlos Alcaraz.
All right.
In straight sets over Made Daniil up, Medvedev. you hung out with army people and they're bang up for entertainment, you know?
Because they're horny too, right?
Yeah, you can only kick so much Taliban off a cliff. You need. See, I know shit.
Here goes that one.
Yeah.
Ben Roberts queef.
That's. Isn't that Commander?
Yeah.
Master Roberts queef.
Hey, look, I don't need him coming for me, too.
Yeah, I'm
probably brown enough.
Yeah.
Is that your show title?
Brown enough. It's not brown enough, actually. That's
Is your new show about? You're wearing like a cool clown nose. Is there like a theme, an underlying theme?
No, I was just trying to like.
Are you coming to terms with your brownness?
And my clownness.
Clownness. Oh,
brown clown.
Yeah.
Man, that's pretty good. Brown clown is great.
Brown clown's great.
This is a bit I thought of the other day.
Yeah.
This is my impression of when they have an Indian guy on The Sopranos. Om!
Om?
Yeah.
Om. Oh my God.
Like what Indian people say.
Oh, I don't know they say that.
Yeah, like Om. Like, I've never seen that. OM.
It's, like a meditative.
Yeah, that's why OM is on like.
But what's that
shit
to substitute for in The Sopranos?
Well, they always go, oh.
So, Om.
Om.
No.
You're a better brown
person. Your listeners are losing their minds laughing right now.
Yeah. You didn't even do the head wobble.
Well, yeah, I did the Italian hands.
Yeah. I got to go like,
Om.
Yeah, that's it. You got it. No, yeah. This is the only one we haven't taped in a while.
Just film it as a vine and put it out.
Om. Yeah.
All right, my partner just left the apartment, so now we can
really let really fucking loose. Really let loose.
Let's go to Brown Town.
Let's go to Brown Town on this.
No, it's just well, I just called it the Essential Rohan Ganju because I thought that was a funny thing to call it.
Yeah.
And then I just made the poster look like. Do you remember those albums?
They're
like
the Essential
Elvis and shit.
Yeah, it got me good, man.
Yeah.
It's black and white, and then the clown nose is in color. Is that right?
Yeah.
So it's like Schindler's List.
Exactly. That was what
you
I was
guys should
for.
Really do that. as a
Schindler's queef.
Oh.
The woman with the red queef.
Oh, that's good. The boy in the queef pajamas. That's boy.
Queef of interest.
Oh, that's very good. Yeah. That's very good. Yeah. Because you guys should do that. You guys should do the Brown Clown Comedy Showcase.
We should that half brown.
Half brown clown?
We should do a half brown thing.
With our powers combined.
We've become one brown guy and one white guy. Yeah. What else do you want?
You got to get all the half brown clowns.
Yeah.
And then you say, you write on the poster, Nazim, not welcome. Because he's full brown.
No deal.
We get Rosario involved. Duggan.
Duggan, yeah, yeah.
Shit, there's a few.
There's a few.
And all solid acts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it's like, it's split between the you and the Duggans who are just trying to pass unnoticed. And then like the Rosarios and I who are trying to milk it to get further.
Yeah. Which makes more sense. Milk it to get further.
Yeah.
I'm not white passing, I'm brown failing.
You've done that one before.
I brought it back. You've never heard of bringing a classic joke back?
Yeah, that's true. If the Chinese invaded and they're like, all right, we're going to get rid of all the browns, would you fully blackflip, Mike? Would you be like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I got two American white parents.
Wait. So you're saying the Chinese would not like the browns?
Yeah,
they don't like
get
India.
Let's get rid of the browns.
Don't they?
There's a lot of tensions. A lot of tensions on the line of control between China and India.
Okay. But they're not, they don't like Americans, got to be top of the list of what they
pretend
don't like.
To be Canadian, maybe.
I don't think they like.
You do Canadian.
They don't like Israel, do they?
No.
Who I'm does? Not sure. Well, yeah. The US and Australian government.
That's it. Hollywood?
Yeah.
Your dad?
My dad? It's interesting. I'm going to see my parents this weekend. They're still in Australia. They fly back to America next week.
Yeah.
And I don't know where my parents stand on the conflict, because mom is brown, mm-hmm. dad mm-hmm. is not, so maybe they're having their own little,
she's like tropical brown. Sri Lanka's
tropical.
I don't lump it with
you don't lump it in.
No.
Yeah,
I'm sure others do.
Yeah, yeah. Sure. Tropical brown's fun.
I guess. Yeah, that's fun. That's really fun. It's like
beach brown.
Yeah, beach brown.
Someone used the phrase jungle Asian to me recently, and I was like, fuck, that's a blast from the past.
Jungle Asian?
Yeah, it's like this old offensive term for, like, you know, from more like, you know, Vietnam or Thailand or something like that, as opposed to like China.
Your classic.
Ah, man.
Your city Asian.
You're writing that down?
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't put it in the family group chat. Check this out. I got a new one.
Yeah.
So you are on here plugging the show. Melbourne Comedy Festival starts next week. Is that right?
Thursday, the 28th of March.
I'm doing the back half.
Is that next Thursday?
Yeah.
I'm in trouble.
Are you? You should be, you know, match fit, dude. You're out there fucking supporting YouTubers. And
yeah.
Yeah.
I did my Adelaide show. Went good in Adelaide.
Hey.
It's great.
That's
I just
got
to put a couple of little things
little
on it
tweaks.
And it will be good.
Yeah.
We'll be really good.
So it's great, but you want it to go down to good?
No, it's not. Yeah, I'd say it's like really good at the moment, but I want to make it great.
Okay,
I want to make it memorable.
Yeah.
You know, I think everyone had a good time in Adelaide,
yeah.
Which is scary.
Yeah.
Because usually what happens is the Adelaide ones aren't that good, and then that forces me to like make it 10 times better.
Right.
And then
maybe it's
but
just
this time
really,
it was good.
Maybe it's already really good.
No, I don't know. Maybe it's good. It was a small room. There's 20 people in it. You know, sometimes it's just easy.
Sure.
Yeah. And then the next one's, you know, 80.
Right.
So, guys, I got to pull it out
here. Yeah.
But it'll be fine. I think I've got a lot of fun stuff.
Are you going to ramp up Pizza Doggy to like a 20-minute bit?
Yeah, I'm trying to ramp it up. I got Computer Doggy.
Do you want my Indian Sopranos bit?
Om Alone, maybe. Indian Christmas classic.
What else do they say in the Sopranos? Sopranos. What are some other things they say?
Gabagool.
Gabagool. What would be the Indian Gabagool?
Ganesha Ghoul.
Ganesha Ghoul.
What else do they say?
Omarone. But that's kind of like
Omarone.
Omarone.
That's the same bit. You just say Maroon afterwards.
Yeah, that's it. Maroon.
Forget about it.
Yeah.
This is my Australian guy in The Sopranos. Hey.
Yeah. G'day, cunt.
Forget about it.
Mike's just making up new words. That's as good as
I think. Did I get you a glass of water and Andrew stole it?
Yeah, I think so.
I thought it was just for me.
What drink you got there, man? That looks wild.
It was like, I'm not sure, it's called Shine Plus.
Shine Plus.
Yeah.
Do you feel like alert now and shit?
Not really. Yeah. It was the cheapest thing in the 7-Eleven drinks fridge.
Oh, right.
But yeah, it's... So dude, it's got nootropics.
Been
what are
on the road the last like 4 days.
Yeah.
And it is just annoying finding stopgap food.
Yeah.
You know when you just get older and you can't wait for the next meal?
Yeah.
You're like, I'm going to have a great meal and I'm prepared for it.
Yeah, okay.
And then you get somewhere and you're like, they only have fucking sandwiches here.
Yeah, sure.
And you just eat it and you're like, well, that wasn't satisfying.
Yeah.
Why did I eat it? I feel depressed.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even a bad meal. It's just that we're from first world countries.
Yeah.
And if something's not perfect or what I felt like.
Yeah.
I hate my life for the next 2 hours.
I enjoy just going to the country bakeries if I'm on
yeah,
the road.
I went to a good one today. I went to the one at are you okay, Michael?
I don't know. Some screw fell out of this fucking microphone. Everything's gone haywire.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just like hoping it's not a lost episode. Because remember when we did the 300th, like this microphone was the one that was popping and fizzing.
Yeah.
And so now when we record here rather than the studio, I'm just paranoid it's going to be fucked.
It's not popping and fizzing though, right?
No, but there is screws falling out of the microphone as we speak.
Oh, well,
just be like ornamental.
Yeah. For show.
Yeah.
That's nice.
If I know anything about microphones, if it's still together, you're good.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Okay.
Spoken like an expert.
Yep. When you have a stopgap meal, it sucks, you know?
Well, so you're just talking about like literally just a sandwich. They didn't even have like a pie or a dessert.
No. But yeah, then right. What's the name of the place? It's got a big submarine there. You always stop there on the way.
Oh, yeah, so. I know the one.
Yeah.
Subway.
Yeah, Subway.
Yeah, hell yeah. Damn.
And
thanks. Yeah. You got meatball?
Queef fresh.
Queef fresh.
Eat queef.
Eat queef.
And they had a great vanilla slice.
Queef food sensation.
Ooh.
This is the messiest fucking episode.
This is fucking all over the place.
Yeah.
Have you been smoking weed, Mike?
No. I think, like, if anything, you should be, you know, shattered after being on the road.
Yeah, I'm toasted
all day.
From there.
But you keep trying to get some kind of narrative or story, but then, you know,
it's good.
This episode is good. Themes.
I like to be interrupted. I think it's good because, I'm getting something going.
Yeah.
At least I'm stirring the pot.
I'm sorry for
interrupting. At least I'm creating.
Stirring the pot like a chef.
I'm throwing the ball up and you guys are slicing it up and then shitting all over it. But that's entertaining. More entertaining than the ball reaching its destination, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Michael, you're going to Perth this week.
Ooh.
Yeah, you're going to crazy Perth.
Excited to go back
to Perth.
Comedy Lounge. I always feel like I'm regressing when I go back to Perth.
Really?
I was there for years, and then you get over there, and everyone's, like, playing the accordion or whatever the fuck, like hopping around on stage. I'm like, oh, God.
It's kind of like you go there.
How's that different than Melbourne, frankly?
Yeah.
Well, in Melbourne, you got to, you know, remember everyone's pronouns. So it's a little more.
Yeah, but I just feel like there's a dearth of, like, jokes that have, like, punchlines and shit. Like,
100%.
Yeah.
It's very concepty over here at the moment.
Yeah.
very concepty.
That's why we did a gig last night, and it was back to back me and Ganju, and that was a joke heavy section of the show.
Yeah,
and it fucking went off.
That's why they made us do. I have to do first half of the festival. You have to do back half because we've been too many jokes.
Where was that at?
The Esplanade
Hotel. Oh, yeah.
Hotel.
Is that good?
Yeah, it's great.
Oh, fuck.
I think it was their first one back in a few months. It was.
Packed.
A lot of backpackers.
Oh, wow.
Mm. Packed with backpackers.
Hello, Michael.
But not that.
Great set, Michael.
I love gold material.
You make a joke? Yeah.
Michael, you're funny. I don't know what accent that was.
Michael?
No, I wasn't doing that.
That's Swedish?
Yeah. Queefish.
Michael, your joke was very good. I went Chinese. I started off French and then went Chinese.
Old Japanese man.
What are you doing backpacking, old Japanese man? yeah, well, that was good. Well, you guys crushed it at ESPY. Goss?
No, yeah, Mike crushed it. Yeah, no real goss.
Did he blow it up?
He blew it up. They had to pause between our sets to put the roof back on the building.
Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah, dude.
I haven't even said, all right, the concept of the show is we all swap phones and the spinning wheel decides whether we go through draft tweets, notes, search history, or Facebook memories, or the Instagram Explore page. I've had complaints from listeners, Nicholas, that we haven't been doing enough hacks.
All right, let's get back into the hacks.
So far.
They want blood.
Let's start with the hack right away.
Yeah, dude. Okay. These savages are out for blood.
Let's get some savages. Let's do some hacks. Who's got some photos in their phone? Yeah, you doing?
Oh, well, I have one that I want to post on Mike's socials.
Well, save it for the end.
I will.
No, there's still got to be some semblance of a structure.
You reckon we go now?
Nah, we go now. We do a hack now. They'll dip out.
They'll dip out.
Yeah, we got to keep it.
Los Bastardos.
Yeah, we'll all swap phones. The spinning wheel will decide what we're looking at. We'll hand our phones. Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Can you do more disgusting shit into the microphone? I think every time you're on, people are like, God, he coughs a lot. There's always some kind of fucking
news. People think I do it as a bit on stage, but I just like, I don't know if I'm nervous or I just smoke too much, but I always do need to clear my throat.
Yeah, that is very funny. It's very Neil Hamburger. It makes me laugh every time.
Yeah. Pete Jones called me out and he's like, you just go up there and go, and then people laugh. I'm like, well, you couldn't get a laugh off that, dude.
Which I guess on stage, you know, it's kind of charming, but through an audio medium of podcasting, it's fucking...
I'm suffering.
I remember when I first started podcasting with Jeremy Webb and stuff, and sometimes I did with phone hacks as well. I bring a special treat, like a couple of lollies, like a packet of lollies and shit. Not a couple of lollies. Imagine if I just had three lollies in my hand. Like, here you go, boys.
Yeah,
but a packet of lollies or something like that, snacks. And then, didn't realize till like 10 podcast recording later. Yeah, maybe don't do this. Maybe don't eat on a podcast.
Yeah.
Especially a lolly, because that's a lot of smacking and wet, chewy
snack.
Ooh.
Yeah.
But I mean, what podcast? Was that the Road to Nowhere one?
Yeah. Highway to Nothing.
Highway to Nothing. Does that still exist? Could people get across it? I think I did one of those, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. You kind of started the I remember just grilling you one time about what fucked road stories do you have? Oh. And I was like, this would be a great podcast. And then I think... Semi Shah did one or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that hack.
He stole your concept.
He could be on your little... Oh, no, he's full brand, isn't he?
He's full brand.
Ah,
Yeah.
Lost a good one there.
Yeah. he's Pakistani.
His parents didn't have the courage to cross the party line.
No. Yeah.
He Damn suffered it. For it.
Yeah. All right, spinning the wheel to see what... I guess we'll hand our phones to the right, what Ganju's going through in my phone...
Oh,
the ad popped up, but it is notes.
Notes.
Okay.
This will be interesting because Ganju and I have been writing our little gags together a little bit. So I think you'd be across
a lot of it.
A lot of it.
Yeah.
But yeah, just have a look. see what comes up in notes there.
One of them says confirm Asian.
Confirm Asian.
Yeah.
Let me see.
It says confirm in lowercase and then Asian in all caps.
Oh, confirmation.
Confirmation.
Oh, no, read it like that.
It's literally spelled out like that.
I'll put hack joke next to it so you remember how to pronounce it.
I'd say I think I would never do this on stage, but this has already been the most racist episode we've ever done.
Up there.
That's up there. That, you know, if someone cuts you off in traffic or something, you always then when you drive by them, you check to see who's driving.
It's a confirmation. And
if it's confirmation.
Yeah. Very good.
Can you insult women too with that joke? Is there a tag?
Confirmation? Yeah. Yeah, I could probably get the sexist joke in there. But
yeah, I think I believe in you.
Yeah, I'm not going to be at Comedy Republic doing... That's what I call confirmation.
I would love if you did.
Confirm Asian?
Yeah, there we go.
And then say, well, as long as they're on the road and not in the army, I'm happy.
There you go. That's all... It's coming together.
A friend of mine told me that they have women in the army now.
Yeah, right.
You guys hear about this?
No joke. There. You guys hear about it.
What's the deal? Women in the army. Who are these people? Sexist Seinfeld? That's
Sexist
a good character.
Sexist Seinfeld. Yeah, that, oh, yeah that's
he's
really
been
good.
Playing that character just normally.
They want more money. Well... Maybe we should start having kids.
Wage gap. They call it a wage gap. Yeah. There's no wage gap. They're just not doing the work as well. It's no jokes. It's just
if
him.
You want a wage, work at the gap.
There you go.
Yeah, you want the wage, work at the gap.
Work at the gap.
And then he phrases like, ding-a-ding-a-ding.
This one is, there's a lot of sports jokes here. Tiger Woods of comedy started young and was called a prodigy. Now I'm old and I love prostitutes.
Yes.
Yeah, it's funny.
I did a corporate at a golf club recently and I did that joke. So it was a tailor-made joke for the golf corporate. You know, okay. they drink all day, rich fucks. It was out near Geelong somewhere. And then they wanted me to do 20 minutes. And I opened with I've been called the Tiger Woods of comedy, and they love that.
Yeah.
But then as soon as you start like kind of actually doing
Not talking about golf anymore,
shitting on them directly, they couldn't check out quicker.
Really?
And I actually like I got to around the 20-minute mark and I was like, should I wrap this up? And this guy goes, yup.
Yep.
And he was just some fucking, you know, he wasn't running the thing at all. Wow. And it was, the golf jokes, obviously, they love that others? Shit.
Dave O'Neill told me what, because sometimes I get football players to do comedy and they don't know, like, get corporates and shit.
Yeah.
So they'll get a football player to talk, do comedy or whatever, and they'll be like, fuck, what do I do?
Yeah.
So what they do is they just get an old joke, but then they'll just say, like, oh, I was in the bloody change rooms after the versus the Rabbitohs or whatever.
Yeah.
And then this bloke said, oh, why did the chicken cross the road or something like that? You know what I mean? Like, and he said they fucking go for it every time.
They kill.
So you could just do your jokes, but you just got to somehow put make golf it around that. It.
Yeah.
Yeah. In like, even all no matter how lazy about, it is.
Mm.
Yeah. That's
it'll
what,
be great
because
all your jokes
are
about pedophiles. So you'd just be like, Mick in accounting, he's the biggest pedophile I know.
All my jokes aren't about pedophiles.
Talk about a hole in one.
In a way.
Year old.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah.
Hole in one. Yeah. Hole in one year old. That's good.
Well, because I have that bit in the solo show now. Come see the solo show if you want to see the whole bit about golf shots. You know, like you might have seen me do it. Where there is, my old man plays golf and they have jokes about golf shots that they do that they think are hilarious, right? Like a putt that's short and tricky is called the Danny DeVito, right? And they have edgy ones, like a bad slice, but you get away with it, the O.J. Simpson. Pretty good.
Yeah, that's
and
pretty
then
good.
I've written a few of my own. So if you want to see how those pan out.
Hire you for a golf corporate.
I did those at the golf corporate and that like killed up the top. But the worst part about killing up the top and then starting to bomb halfway through is that you know they're there. You know that they're there, yeah, and they can laugh and they can have a good time. If you're bombing from the get-go, you're like, well, this is unwinnable or whatever. Yeah. But when you have them up the top and then I'm like, all right, should we wrap this up? And they're like, yup.
Yep. Man, yup is fucking so funny. Yup.
Yeah.
So and it's a pretty good burn.
It's almost worse than, as you just said, it's worse than like not going well at all because it just leaves that sticky feeling in your mouth. I don't know what you'd say. It's like a terrible feeling.
Yeah.
Where you're just like, fuck. Yeah. I lost him.
Yeah.
What is it like bombing?
You don't know at all? Really?
I'm just curious.
Yeah. Well,
I've heard about it.
Once you do gigs, once you start doing gigs that are more than 5 minutes, you might experience it.
Hey, I do those in cities that aren't Melbourne.
Anything else in the notes there? Again,
What is? It's just out of context. Slay a few dragons to get to the princess.
That was her.
Oh, someone said that at a
wedding. Like it was the father of the groom giving a speech, and he made that remark about his son that you got to slay a few dragons to get to the princess. And I know for a fact there was exes in the room
because you were there.
Oh. I was there. Yeah, I was an ex.
One of the dragons.
I was a dragon.
Oh, really?
Yeah, ass dragon.
You gotta have sex with a few dragons and then
and then decide
you're gay and then bang a weird Jew to get to the
and realize
princess.
You're actually into dragons fuck a princess
that would be funny if
improvising
like
on the fly when he
like,
sees you.
That's a pretty good sketch, like you gotta slay a few dragons to get to the princess. You also gotta have a few Jews, a few men. One time I saw him filling up a dog, and then you get the princess. You know?
Yeah, it's almost it would be in a show or like a rom-com or something, you know, where then the dragons, it cuts to the ex in the room, but then he goes, but then a few weird Jews, and then it cuts to, weird Jews. Yeah. I saw him finger a dog, and the dog's like, it's fucking
gotta slay a few dragons if you want to hot dog.
So I don't know. It was just
that dussy.
Yeah,
it is so funny that there were exes in the crowd.
Yeah, it stuck with me because it's an insane thing.
Why did he invite his exes to
his people
wedding?
I think if you're friendly enough with an ex,
it's just fucked up.
Did you have exes at your wedding?
No,
none.
No.
Pedophile.
I probably would have had one of them if if she still lived in Australia, but she doesn't.
Right.
Yes.
Fair. Anything else?
No, I'm not. You're not even the fart. Is that a joke about queefs?
That is, and again, this is like, you know, when someone talks about rap lyrics or whatever, it's like, whatever, you know, because plenty of comics go to this lyric and then, you know, do whatever, a joke off the back of it. But this one stuck with me because I think it's Megan Thee Stallion, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
the
Megan Thee Stallion. What did I say?
It's two A's.
What
you
do you mean?
The.
Megan Thee Stallion.
Isn't it the?
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, what the fuck? What's the difference?
I don't care. Megan Thee Stallion. I know he's talking about a weirdo. It is Megan Thee Stallion.
Megan the. It's not even Megan. It's
actually,
Megan.
That is kind of a way an old person would say. Megan Thee Stallion.
The Megan Stallion.
Well, that's not Megan because she's American.
Megan
Americans
the horse?
Aren't Megan. Yeah, so if you're going to fucking be. All right. It's
okay.
Megan Thee.
The Stallion.
Thee.
I don't see a difference.
There's two E's.
What do you mean there's two E's?
There is two E's.
Yeah.
It's T-H-E-E.
How do you say Kesha? Do you say Ked dollar sign ha?
No. But that's... Well, I do. I said... I only referred to that movie Megan as Mithregan.
How did you say the movie Seven?
Mithregan.
Seven.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
Say seven, Ed.
Yeah, and it's that's Kedollar, huh?
Yeah, you like Kedollar, huh?
Kedollar, huh?
All right. Megan Thee Stallion has a song where the chorus is, you think you're the shit, you're not even the fart. And funny. Yeah, it's like
her, did you write that for her?
I do. I wish I could write that well. Yeah,
Mike the Goldstein.
It's actually Mike the Goldstein. There's no second E. Fucking second E bullshit. She just doesn't know how to spell.
I just knew it would really annoy you if I corrected you on that.
These bloody kids with their rap names.
First women in the army and now you can't spell the.
Yeah.
I don't know. Adding E's to the, this is all fucked, dude.
Yeah. All right. So anything else or you're right?
I think that's it.
Yeah, that's enough. All right, spinning the wheel to see what Capper's going through in Ganju. So, but do we even spin the wheel? Because you've been notoriously cagey with what we look at.
And do you just like, look at my photos?
Yeah, it's always the photos.
You can do notes if you want. It's all just joke ideas.
Right. I mean, you're hiding something.
And then what's my search history? Yeah. I have search history at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not super interesting. But, you know, have a look through it all, I reckon.
Search history?
Or whatever. Okay. I thought this was funny. This guy on TV, this Shake, he looks heaps like me, hey?
Yeah. It'd be so cool to be a Shake. I would love to wear that clothing.
Oh, hell yeah. Like a sultan?
But it looks like me, right?
Does it? Oh, dude. You know what's never come up on here before? Is that I posted one of your gags on Instagram stories and then someone started messaging me he looks like my dad.
Yeah, you sent me the photo of her dad.
Man, I fucking like couldn't breathe. I was laughing so hard at this man. I don't think I ever showed you, Capper. So like someone goes, oh, this looks he looks just like my dad.
Yeah.
And then they sent me as proof a picture of their dad. Who they thought Ganju was identical to.
Yeah, that's
it looks like an old pirate that they've like...
It like, yeah. I guess I like kind of look like him in that we have long hair and a mustache.
He looks like the cross between... Who's the king of the mansion in John Wick? Yeah. He's the hotelier?
Yeah. Ian McShane.
Oh, yeah.
He looks like Ian McShane. He looks like him and Deadwood mixed together. Yeah.
He looks like someone...
He looks fully like Ian McShane.
Yeah. But he's so old. And I guess, yeah... I mean,
he looks like someone that Scarface would kill early into the movie.
Yeah. And he's also clearly dying that mustache and goatee. Right?
I mean, that's the,
it's villainous.
It's really dark. It's like pitched, it's jet black.
Yeah.
It's against this pallid see through skin.
Yeah.
He's a bit chubbier too, so it's kind of V for Viennetta.
Guy Fawkes.
Guy Fawkes to eat. Oh, man. Without that picture, that's not going to be funny for any of the listeners.
No, we could post it in the group.
You've got just a photo of Oppenheimer.
Oh, it's like a friend of mine referred to like some sex he had as explosive. And then like he used that term with like two different conversations with another friend of mine. I was like, oh man, he just called it like explosive.
Some sex that he had. I thought you said some sexy hat.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Sexy
some
hat.
Sex that he had had. He had sex and then he was like, that was like explosive. And then he spoke to my other friend and he also called it explosive to him. And then we found out and we were just texting each other like photos from Oppenheimer.
Man, I wish it was sexy.
Now
hat.
I have become wow.
Yeah, sexy hat. Yeah,
you can edit it.
Explosive sex hat. Explosive sexy hat.
Man, that's sexy hat.
That's sexy hat.
Fucking explosive.
And then you got a video of you and your mate fighting.
Oh, yeah.
Is this for the show?
It's for the show.
Ah, right. Okay. Don't worry. Right. Well, we're not going to.
Do you have a support act for the show?
In a sense, yeah.
Okay, because I saw that someone else's name is on
featuring Sean Mulroney.
Uh huh.
Yeah. Oh,
local musician and friend.
Ah, so oh, not wow. a comic.
Well, no.
Right.
But he's funny.
It's actually Sean the Mulroney.
Get over it. You were wrong.
Yeah.
What kind of fucking asshole adds an E?
Megan.
Oh, that's right. And you go on incognito all the time, don't you?
Oh, yeah. But go on Safari.
Safari?
That's the one that I use.
Yeah.
It's down at the bottom there.
Safari?
Yeah.
Oh,
I was Googling Wyatt Russell.
me and Goldstein were talking about him before you got here.
Oh, yeah, right. He's in a great show that no one watched called Lodge 49.
I didn't watch it.
No, it's great, man. I think you should. He's all Kurt Russell's kid. Yeah, I forget how he came up.
It's because I can't even remember now.
Yeah.
It's got here Warhammer. Rogue Trader.
Yeah, it's a new video game I just downloaded, and I was just checking what effect the decision I made is going to have on later events in the game.
Oh, really? Jesus Christ. Video games are weird now.
Yeah.
I don't want to sound like an old guy, but sometimes you get a magazine with the cheat codes in it.
Yeah, I remember that. The demo disc.
But man, now you're looking up, will this affect my decision in the game?
Yeah.
Will this alter my reality?
Yeah.
I watched.
It's sick.
It used to be just how to do a fatality in Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. You still look that up, I suppose.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I watched, I'd never seen Alien Covenant before.
Yeah.
Because my friend
recommended,
he recommended that I do not see it.
Uh-huh.
Because he did the animation on it, and he's like, it sucks.
Oh, really?
And then I watched it, and I'm like, this is so funny. It's one of the funniest movies.
Is that Fassbender?
It's Fassbender.
He comes back, but yeah. Prometheus is the one where he's like, but yeah, he's in that one. He's like got a clone or another robot that's him, and he's teaching him to play the flute.
He's teaching him to play the flute.
Keep talking about let me do the fingering, and it's real sexual and shit.
Yeah, the two flutes, the two robots are trying to, one's trying to teach the other one to play the flute. And just, when you're watching that you're like,
it's super
Ridley
sexual.
Scott's supremely lost it.
Yeah.
you know, you just see an old man and they're telling you a story oh, I remember. One time we went to a planet and there were some aliens there and we went exploring around the planet and then the aliens went crazy and then two robots started teaching each other the flute. It's like...
I know I watched it. I just can't remember anything about it.
The story
does it have a jacked
cool.
albino in it or is that the other one? That's Prometheus.
And that's Prometheus.
Yeah, Prometheus. It's kind of the follow-up to Prometheus.
Yeah. Because also then there's all that stuff where I just mostly remember that people just keep slipping over in that movie.
Yeah, it's kind of people funny. Slipping over.
They slip over.
There's
a lot
of slipovers. There's two
peels?
Slipovers.
No, just on blood a lot of the time, but it's still
if it was
kind of
banana
funny.
Peels, come on.
Yeah.
That would rule.
And the alien, you see him kind of eat a banana cheekily and then toss it over his shoulder and they're like, whoop.
The animation of the aliens is so shit though.
Yeah,
right. The CGI.
The CGI is so terrible because they don't. You know, in the first two, when they burst out of the chest,
they
use kind of puppets or whatever.
Yeah, and it's a dude.
It looks
suit.
Fucking awesome.
Yeah,
it looks sick with the alien pops out. I was like, why would you change that?
Mm-hmm.
And in this one, they've got Michael Fassbender's talking to the aliens.
Yeah.
So this friends alien bursts out of this guy, and then it goes. And puts its arms up and talks to me. You're like, this is so dumb.
That's straight out of Spaceballs.
Yeah,
hello, my baby.
Yeah,
hello, my
darling.
It is, man.
Yeah.
It's so dumb. And
seen Napoleon?
No.
The movie's awesome. But also real weird, you're saying, Ridley Scott, things gone crazy. Where that horror movie's just about Napoleon being kind of a cuck and it's someone will fuck his wife and he does another war because he's mad and real funny. But just weird.
Yeah.
My friend put it there, I forget which friend, but he told me one of the funniest things ever. He's like, man, bloody, Killers of the Flower Moons, it's just really Martin Scorsese just telling you a story an old man. They just take so long to tell
three
a story.
And a half
he's
hours.
Oh, well, I'll just.
And it goes on tangents.
All these details. Yeah. Yeah.
And there was a police officer that liked wearing blue. And his wife had cholera.
Cholera was big in that time. He's like, hurry up, man. Just tell a slave story. Begin with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So anyway,
I just thought of a spinoff of You Think You're the Shit, You're Not Even the Fart. You ready for it?
Go.
You think you're a pussy, you're not even the queef.
You think you're a period, you're not even a queef?
Yeah.
You think you're the pussy, you're not even the queen. That's not bad. That's not bad at all.
Text Megan.
Uh-huh. Megan Queef Stallion.
I'll text her. Hello, Miss The.
Michael, what the...
Oh, all right. So quickly going through Capper's phone. Let's see. Spinning the wheel in Capper's phone. We are going through... That is notes.
Notes? Oh, yeah. Shit. Maybe I'll go on my Samsung notes.
All right. In the notes, Jake, the new guy, made 26 coffees in one order.
Oh, yeah. No, that's just for Azitas.
Right.
Yeah, get rid of that.
You got TV remotes, and then the note says, you have to whisper some fable into it to get it going.
Yeah. I was like, I think I've talked about this on the podcast before. Okay, guys, you got to help me. TV remotes, So reliable. Press the volume up and down works. Press all the buttons. Do they work? The channels? Great. So reliable.
I'm nodding.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Right? Air conditioner remotes. Fuck. Like, you never know what they're going to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, sometimes they're on, off. Sometimes the fins go down. It's very hard. Sometimes you've got to whisper a fable into the remote to get them going.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's something funny there. I've been trying to get it to work for ages.
They always have some weird icons on it. You don't know what it means.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
And then there's the slide thing that goes down. You're like, what the fuck are these?
Oh, and that reveals a whole new world.
Yeah, it's a whole new world.
You have to use them the way that my grandparents would use TV remotes, where it's like you're holding it an inch away from the fucking receiver and you're like, jabbing your hand out and like slamming the button down.
Sometimes it takes...
And they don't have on... You can't press anything on the thing a lot of the time.
Yeah. No. And it takes what? You got to turn it off by hitting it two or three times or, you know, like you said, whispering a fable into it or... Yeah, it's like Morse code.
You turn it off.
Yeah, that's it. I was trying to
You
need the Enigma machine or something.
Yeah. Yeah,
and then sometimes they're moody.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes they're like, well, I don't want to turn off now.
Yeah.
And you're like, I've got to go. Please turn off. And then they also do things where they're like, would you like to have heat on but still be 5 degrees? And you're on heat mode, you're like, how can you go down to 5 degrees on heat mode?
Yeah.
You know? I don't know.
There's a mode,
I also just find that sometimes the way they classify the modes is like, there's like a sun, there's like a snowflake, but then sometimes I'm like, wait, sun, is that for when it's sunny? Is that the one that cools it?
And then snowflake.
Snowflake is, it's winter outside.
It's cold, so I want to
switch it to winter mode.
Yeah.
Snowflake means.
I'm realizing as I say it out loud, it's probably bad logic.
Snowflake means you are.
You're a sensitive cuck.
You're a sensitive cuck.
Yeah.
You have pronouns. That's a pronoun button. I'll just hit the pronoun button. Snowflake.
Is there anything else, Michael?
Yeah, real quickly, you have, I got my breasts reduced and I went to an autism convention.
Oh, man, that's pretty funny. It got scrapped from my show.
What?
It's fully fledged. It's formed.
I got my breasts reduced and I went to an autism. Well, you were there, Michael.
At the autism convention. Yeah. That's like every open mic.
Well, that's it. You were at the autism convention because my Bucks party. So my Bucks party... they sent us a stripper, like a topless waitress, and she just had a breast reduction.
Okay.
I thought it'd be funny at the end of it. They're like, oh, how was your day? She's like, yeah, I got my breast reduced, and then I went to an autism convention.
Just a classic Wednesday.
Yeah, just a classic Wednesday.
It was a Wednesday,
It was a Wednesday,
It's like a stripper who's like, they're all autistic. None of them look me in the eye.
That's it. That's true. Yeah, Jack and I were trying to work on it. We're like, none of them look at me in the eye.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
It's the safest I've ever felt.
All right,
Anyway.
Hacks. Hack it up.
Well, we're obviously just commenting on that photo.
Can you please comment on Eloise's poster?
Great poster. Well, just the word screenshot and then, oh, lol, sorry, I was trying to take a screenshot.
How to screenshot? Yeah.
Sorry, thought this was Google.
Man, that's pretty good. What if you got the Google things to do that? Yeah.
How to screenshot?
Yeah.
The other one I wanted to do for you was like,
Because you are you as the red-haired community still mad at you?
Yeah, it's still it's kind of blown over, but I'm still getting comments. Not so many DMs. Maybe 2 days ago was the last DM. Someone saying,
"Do you have a lot of do you have like a comedian Facebook page where people follow you or whatever?"
Yeah, I don't really use it too much, but yeah.
Can we just comment on post on that being like, "Hey, you stupid redheads." If any of you have a problem with what I said about your ugly kids, you can come outside. And you like, I'm happy to take it outside. Oh no, wait! The sun would melt your pathetic skin.
But that's kind of like a joke I'm doing.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Well, they're not coming to your shows anymore.
Maybe they will. A lot of them want to bash me.
Well, yeah. Okay, so not that. Just be like, hey, redheads who are offended by me, if you want to settle this face to face, buy a ticket to my show. And confront me while I'm midway through.
Okay, well,
if you want to settle this face to face.
So you want to see this play out like someone fucking attacks me in the middle of a show.
Kind of, yeah. He was like a strong guy.
I thought we were friends.
I want you to win the fight.
Yeah, but there's some,
I think you would feel empowered if you did.
All right. I mean, okay, so do you want me to put that on one of the posts?
Whatever you have the most followers on.
Right.
Even if you want to do one of those Instagram posts where it's just the tile with like writing on it.
Yeah. Because I feel like the how to screenshot, I don't like either of these, obviously.
Can you do the how to screenshot one? No, it's funny.
Why can't he do both is what I'm wondering. Yeah.
Well, because I don't
fans want
have
hacks
to do either.
This is the double hack episode.
Can you just write great poster, exclamation mark.
Even that
on Facebook. No one will see it on Facebook.
Yeah, but it's then all of a sudden I got Abby Chatfield coming after me for being fucking lascivious.
Broad City?
Yeah.
No.
What do you mean? She wouldn't come. What do you mean? If you just comment, great poster, exclamation mark.
Well, because obviously I know what the implication is. Yeah. She's in her underwear and I'm the only comment on it going, great poster.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, that's so funny. That's
just
the
wanted
old days
to get in
hack
first and say,
come on,
great poster.
Just have it up for like 5 minutes.
And then do the redhead thing.
Yeah.
No.
It's great. Eloise is great. I saw her in Adelaide. We should probably get her on, actually.
Yeah.
Well, now she'll be champing in the
beat. Yeah. So you just go, hey, great poster.
By the way, do you want to do my podcast?
Yeah.
This just reminded me.
Come on the pod sometime.
We record at my house.
The thing is, because it could get, you know.
Can you tag your partner in it and say, what about her? Question.
No. Fucking hell.
All right.
Jesus Christ, Ganju.
Yeah.
He's like a little kid with a fucking wind-up toy.
I'm trying to give the people what
they
want.
He's so excited, you know.
Well, you got to do something.
Yeah,
that's fine. I shared all those photos of like weird butts or whatever.
I say good poster and then you comment great poster.
Well, I guess the punishment fits the crime. I'll do it if Kappa does. I think you're both wrong. This is an amazing poster. Yeah,
can you send me an
A4? A4 or larger.
She gets 3 notifications on a fucking Tuesday evening.
Yeah.
One's me saying, good
she'll
poster.
Know what it says. She'll know.
Yeah.
All right. So what, you're going to...
So should I go comment as my fan page? Because otherwise it's my... Yep. All right. I don't like any of this.
I don't like any of this either. Yeah. Now,
no, let's
I
do the redhead
was,
one.
No. Do that one. Do it.
All right.
Because we all feel... So
well,
Eloise,
I'm just like,
she's
I don't
got a poster of her...
make her actually uncomfortable, but I'm sure she would just probably assume it's some kind of joke.
Yeah. Oh, God, dude. Fucking hell, man. You're like Barf from Spaceballs. We were talking about Space. You know the man dog played by John Candy?
Yeah.
Or no, you're more Pizza the Hut.
I'm like if Barf and Pizza the Hut had a kid.
Anyone who knows Spaceballs is fucking great reference.
Loving it.
Actually, that might make her feel kind of shit.
Oh, dude, it's terrible. I think you guys aren't seeing that this is actually...
Do the redhead thing then.
The redhead thing sucks. I mean, I can comment it and then I can... Okay, all right.
All right, don't do it then.
No. On the post... So this is... It kind of... It went viral on Instagram. And so you want to comment on there saying... If this offended any redheads or you shitty kids, come at me. My show
come
is...
to my show and fight me.
Yeah. All right. If this offended any redheads or you shitty kids... or your shitty kids, come at me at my show.
It is just something you would say as well.
Yeah. I mean, because there is people like real upset by it.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Yeah.
And this offended any redheads or your shitty kids. Catch.
Do you think they will come to fight you?
Catch me outside.
Catch me outside.
How about that?
Dot, dot, dot. If it's not too sunny. All right. So, and that is up to 3 million views.
Wow.
Dude. That's incredible.
Yeah, man. So,
do you reckon you would sell any tickets from it? Or?
No.
No.
I mean, I don't think viral clips translate to ticket sales.
Is that on your Instagram? Here it is. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If this offended any redheads or you shitty kids, catch me outside if it's not too sunny. All right.
All right.
You happy?
Yeah.
It's up.
I'm happy.
Catch me outside.
I'm reading it on my own Instagram thing.
There you go.
Do you want to do one for me now, Mike?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I wish you'd clearly come in weaponized. All I have for you is like a hot Jabba the Hutt and you send it to one of your contacts and you say, fuck yeah.
We can do that.
Well, it's Jabba the Hutt.
I'll do that and another one.
They put like a, someone's put a like a
leg on it.
A sexy pantyhose.
Practicing Photoshop. What do you think?
Is that good?
Yeah. I don't know. Well, you got something else?
I'll have a look.
Yeah. So, I mean, go into your contacts, Ganju.
Okay.
And then put in, I don't know, put in the letter J. And then at the top of the contacts under J, who do you got there?
J. Morrissey.
No.
No.
No one.
No one.
Who's comedy like connected. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I have someone who I haven't spoken to in like a long time.
Yeah. What's the relation?
Ended acrimoniously, just like a friend.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so are we talking years?
Like years and years, yeah.
Right. All right. So what? Do you have something better than Jabba?
I'll do too. I'll send this to him and then.
Yeah?
You can post something on my Instagram.
All right. So I'll send you the Jabba the slut. You can even say that, or you just go, whoa, what do you think?
Yeah.
Hey
man, it's been a while. What do you think?
Yeah. Or this one like was an old hack. I'll send you a couple options. There's one of a like a, I'll send it to you and then you can describe it to everybody. So I'll send you that first. So describe the message. The picture message that I just sent you.
Okay. It is.
Yeah.
It's like bad CGI of a man having sex with a dinosaur.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait, Instagram stories? Hell yeah.
It's pretty funny.
Hell yeah.
But I don't mind that.
Yeah.
Post on Instagram.
Yeah, on Instagram stories.
Stories. Hell okay. Yes. And.
What do you guys got for me?
What do you want me to comment under it or write on it?
For the
dinosaur fucking
dinosaur one? I don't mind just hell yeah or
hell yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty funny though. It's like it's not bad. It's something you would post.
Should I just yeah, I know. Should I just post it with like 7 fire emojis?
Yeah. Pretty good. And then yeah, see what kind of traction you get. You got anything for Capper at all?
May. Let me have a think. I'll just post this.
Yeah. Well, you could do Jabba if you want. Otherwise, I think a text to somebody in the phone. This is why we used to prepare. And so, you know, it wouldn't be a lot of dicking around and stuff.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a lot of dicking about.
I have these lame, like these super lame CGI things. Like someone made, instead of Dua Lipa, they put her like with a shower head and it says dual shower head Lipa. And then you could just fucking post that and go. It sucks. It just sucks as a gag. All right. His is up in stories. The fire emoji.
I like.
Screenshot that.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Send it to us. Let us know what kind of traction you get. Yeah. I guess these ones, because they're so bad and they're so not funny. So
it is. Yeah.
Is that good?
Kind of as a lame thing.
Dual showerhead Lipa, or there's Gal Gadunkin dot nuts.
Man, that
Where
one's
did you get
terrible.
Those? Did
I
you get, make
yeah,
these?
I go do that one. That would make me yeah. fucking. That would confuse even on Post? My stories. That yeah. would fucking really annoy everybody.
Gal Gadunkin.
Yeah, that's so annoying. That's that
can
sucks.
You do it with like if description being like, hey guys, trying to get like started as a meme page. If people could share these around, if they think they're dank.
Yeah, yeah, like I'm. Dabbling in AI, so I'm probably going to pivot. And this is like, what do you think of Gal Gadunkin?
Dabbling in AI?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dabbling in AI, is this good?
Yeah, yeah, okay.
All Same right. So I just sent that to you on Facebook. So you do you want both or just Gal Gadunkin dot nuts?
Oh, yeah, give me both.
Okay. All right, dual showerhead Lipa. That one sucks as well. Forward into you and then just screenshot whatever. And I'll let you know if I get any traction from the if this offended any redheads or your shitty kids, catch me outside. Dot 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 if it's not too sunny. which is just burning a stand up joke.
I guess. But do you not like well yeah, but I don't think people care. But then also like, do you not think it would be great for your career if you like got attacked by a redheaded person for like making a joke on
you think of that's like gonna blow up?
Hey?
You need someone to record it. Otherwise if it's just a story.
Yeah.
You know, so someone would have to be pretty quick with the phone.
I'll be there.
Yeah. You're coming every night?
Yeah.
To make sure.
I'll like guard you. Because now that I've incited this.
All right. All right. But then I'll edit it maybe to say catch me outside, dot, 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 if it's not too sunny, my solo show, and then yeah. So I'll put the plug.
I'll comment under that saying, you're going to have to go through me first.
Yeah. Hell yeah, dude. I mean, some of the people that have sent me comments, dude, are pretty threatening.
You showed me some of them, and it's like,
yeah,
that's why it's kind of funny.
Now, like, I'm worried every night of my solo show.
You just challenged them all.
It's not enough. You got to remember, you know, 55 minutes of comedy. I'm just, like, paranoid.
You got to have your fucking Dukes mitts up. Yeah.
Every goddamn show, I'm going to be, like, sitting. You know that Ed Cooper's? It has that little office.
Yeah.
And you can kind of see people walk in.
Yeah.
If you peer throughout the crack in the door, I'll just be looking for, like, angry-looking redheads.
Yeah, yeah. Man. If any redhead comes into your show, you're going to have to be, like, ready.
Yeah.
Man, Mooney told me once that he was...
Just have a UV light.
Yeah.
Like, waving across at a vampire. <It's> like,
God. All right.
Mooney told me once that he snorted a heap of drugs at someone's house. They gave him all these drugs.
Yeah.
And then this fucking tattoo bald guy walked in. He's just like, what are you doing with my fucking drugs? You know what I mean? Like, what are you guys all doing? And he's like, oh, nothing. You know, they told me I could have them. And he's like, oh, that's fine. Just, you know, you can, just if you could leave, that'd be great. You know, he was very nice about it.
Mm.
He's like, you obviously didn't know and all that. But then Mooney had to do his show the next night and this guy just went and sat front row.
Oh, God.
Oh wow!
Just being tense, an entire
just
show.
Just fucking, just like sat right up front. He's like, ugh, you just think, man, should I run at the end? Like, what am I going to do? Is he come here for money?
Yeah,
just ruined his whole. Yeah,
I know. Just now the I whole, think, yeah, you guys are going to put redhead plants in my show just to throw me.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah. I got a couple of redhead mates.
Yeah, just get him to do like. make you flinch kind of shit.
God damn. Great. Well, anyway, we better wrap it up. Speaking of our shows, Mike, you've got your show, 45 minutes, depending on how it's going.
45 minutes to an hour of comedy, depending how it's going, starting April 9th at Cooper's Inn for the Melbourne Comedy
Festival. Get down there, angry redheads.
Down there and fight me.
Fight Michael.
And then after that, it'll be Iron Sydney, Mike. Then Perth, or Perth and Sydney. I don't know. One of the two. Those are in May. And get around to that. And get on the Patreon. We're putting up heaps of bonus content.
Heaps of bonus content.
Yeah, we should be doing more, but we will try to. I think we'll be in the same city as of next week.
Yes.
So much
more
be
crazy.
We'll be going on there. Obviously, Ganju's solo show starts next week.
Next Thursday.
So this comes out on Monday. So this week.
So this week.
Yeah.
Thursday, 28th, The Essential Rohan Ganju.
Yeah.
Early reviews, quite good.
Nice.
Nice, brother. Yes, and my show, Meat Oblong, starts, I think, next Thursday as well.
Is that with two E's or an A?
Oh.
No, like, actually, is it like
Meat Oblong. M-E-A-T.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. Because I thought it might be like Meat Oblong.
No, it's not Meat the Oblong.
Yeah, yeah.
It's Meat the Oblong.
Like Meat Dave.
Yeah. It's Queef Oblong.
Queef Oblong.
Meat Queef Long.
Fuck, that's a good name.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hey, guys, I'm Meat Queef Long.
Meat Queef Long.
All right, this was a schizophrenic-ass episode, but real good. Get along to Ganju's show. Get along to all of our solo shows. And we'll talk to you guys next week.
See ya. Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye. Phone Hacks.